Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
I have a dream.
All right, Kid Nation, you spend most of your mornings with us, so we try to repay you with I Have a Dream.
Yeah.
It used to be just a week, and then we extended it year-round. So all you got to do is write us at KidNation.com. Tell us what your dream is. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be big, could be small.
Doesn't matter.
And we'll try our hardest. I mean, we've had people climb mountains.
Yeah, we have.
And we've had people go on roller coasters. We've had people get in vitro and have a baby.
Yeah.
And we've had people meet their organ donors. We've had plenty of dreams come true, and this one is a puppy-related one.
A puppy dream?
Yeah, this one. Al, you could probably relate the most to this one, because you've had the most difficult dog.
Yeah, Curtis was a nightmare at first, but now he's an angel.
Right. Kelly, do you have the letter in front of you?
I do, JC, coincidentally enough.
That's weird, because I handed it to you.
Yep. Yeah. Let me go ahead and read it for you.
Yes, please.
All right,
please.
It says, "Hey, guys, every night ends with icy hot on my shoulders, bandages on my skin, knees, popping an anxiety pill, and inconsolable sobbing. I'm not out sparring UFC champs or anything. I just take my dog for a walk." 4 years ago, we adopted our rescue pups, Maverick and Goose.
Oh, Top Gun.
Yeah. And for 4 years, we have struggled taking Maverick on walks. He turns beast mode and lunges at anything that moves, rabbits, squirrels, or just a leaf. He constantly pulls full strength on his leash and becomes abnormally aggressive at just the sound of a dog barking. Game over if he actually sees another dog. We've had three different trainers already, but Maverick is still a loose cannon. He's a lab. They're supposed to be all cute and sweet and docile, aren't they? Well, it's my dream to have a peaceful outing that doesn't end with me injured and crying because my dog knows how to behave finally.
Wow.
That's from Kimberly Rubio.
And she's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Kimberly.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. First of all, the fact that you didn't give up on your puppy alone, it's great.
Thank you. We adopted him when he was right at 6 months old, and we found out actually he had been returned because he's just so hyperactive and just a fireball of energy was the main topic at the time. And then as we began to start walking him through the parks and stuff, we had him about 2 or 3 weeks, and we were at our local Sedgwick County Park, which I think you guys have been to with the Woof Fest that goes on.
Yeah.
He was actually attacked by a small dog. And ever since then, something kind of slipped in him, and he gets really overworked, and the aggressive switch kind of tends to flip on in him, and he doesn't do well with other dogs except for our other one that we have here.
Yeah, wow. With Goose.
Yeah.
Is he a big dog? How much does he weigh?
Maverick is about 65 pounds.
That is a big dog.
Not huge, but, you know.
That's a lot
to be jerking you around.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
When he's at home with you guys, he's fine, right?
Oh, he's a sweetheart. He is the most lovable dog at home. He's a protector, of course. But he's a cuddler. He thinks he's a lap dog. He's extremely smart. He can open doors.
Whoa.
Does he ever leave his wingman?
He never leaves his wingman. They're always side by side. They get along fantastically well, which that's thankfully a blessing.
And that's what's so hard when this happens with dogs, because I've had dogs my whole life, but in this situation, you don't know what to do as the owner. You don't know what's the right way to discipline them. You don't know how to teach them how to not be scared. I mean, I'm not an expert, you know, it's hard. You don't know what to do.
Right.
Yeah. And that's when we realized there was a problem, that's when we went ahead and tried to put him through some training courses. He didn't make it to the first one. They actually kicked him out because he would do well in the beginning, but the minute a dog would like look at him or even maybe show his teeth, he would just, you know,
he'd lose it.
Try to lunge. He didn't like snarl or get nasty, but he would just lunge.
Wow.
And that's enough to kind of scare even a 6-month-old puppy to have that kind of aggression at the time. It's like something's not right.
Poor thing.
Well, we don't want you to have to deal with that anymore, Kimberly. We want you to be able to go on walks and not have to worry about falling down.
Yeah, because a lot of people give up in this situation. It's tough.
Nadine from Sit Stay Dog Training, she's agreed to meet with you, Kim, and Maverick, and she's going to make sure that Maverick is psychologically capable of being trained. Okay?
So if
he is, Nadine has agreed to teach you how to walk as a unit. Once you graduate,
awesome.
You should be able to walk Maverick with no more bandages or tears, hopefully.
Yay.
So we definitely got awesome. You on it.
Yeah, and she trains search and rescue dogs.
Oh, wow.
And that's what she's doing right now. She actually went on a mission with some of
right.
them last week. So she is, in essence, a dog whisperer. So
that's nice.
Hopefully this can rectify this situation for you guys.
Yeah. And if
oh,
you,
my gosh.
And if you want to do that beforehand, you can check out sitstaydog.com to see what you're going to be getting into there, Kimberly. But hopefully Nadine can help you and Maverick out.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful and very excited for what's to come. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, no problem. Let us know how that meeting goes. And after you guys graduate, do send us the pictures.
Yeah. Right.
And
go crazy.
And I want to see a video of Maverick around another dog not freaking out. Hopefully,
or before and after.
That's our goal, yeah.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
No, Kimberly, thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Man, that's tough.
Yeah.
Your dog wasn't aggressive. He was just biting everything in your house.
Yeah, he was chewing stuff up, including stuffed animals and my glasses and whatever. What flip-flops.
Yeah.
There's a song about that. And barking just constantly. But he's a puppy.
That's puppy behavior. Yeah, the rescues get a little tricky sometimes.
Yeah, and especially if he's had a traumatic experience like this dog was. He was attacked by
a little dog
with a little short dog syndrome complex.
Yeah. And a little dog's going to be feisty sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it makes all the training in the world. It makes all the difference in the world.
Well done, Al. There you
go. Waiting, I was like, yeah.
It makes all the training in the world.
I knew
Kevin.
What you meant.
Yeah,
like, that's either really deep or he didn't mean to say that.
I said that and I was like, oh, that didn't make any sense.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A lot of people have their first week of school this week. A lot of them have gone back earlier than that.
Yep.
But regardless, hopefully, your first week of school or whatever week it is for you is going well. We're glad we're back with you, Kid Nation.
Hope you're not in trouble yet.
Yeah.
That would suck. In trouble like the first week of school.
Yeah. We might actually talk to you about that on maybe on Friday. Mm. See who's already in trouble.
Already in detention.
Yeah. But speaking of school, we have the ultimate lunchbox. We'll tell you the details on what that consists of in about 20 minutes. Also, your chance to win a trip.
Did you have a lunchbox when you were in school?
Ninja Turtle,
I'm sure.
I had, my first one ever was Star Wars. It was one of those metal ones. And then from then on out, I had a Ninja Turtles, for sure.
Okay.
I had a Mario Brothers one, too, I think.
Lunchboxes just weren't big enough for all of my food that I wanted.
Yeah.
So I did a larger brown paper bag.
Wow.
That's what I did.
I did that in high school.
The brown paper bags were good. I knew it was a good day when my mom used like a grocery store brown paper bag. Like, how much food is in here?
Don't go to school with a plastic bag. Man, everybody can tell what you're eating, and then they want to steal it.
I just love the smell of lunchboxes. Do you remember the smell?
Yeah, it's like bread. It's like bread and peanut butter and jelly or bologna.
What lunchbox did you have, Al?
I think I had a Fat Albert lunchbox, if I'm not mistaken. But
nice.
More than likely, I was a brown bagger.
Yeah.
You know, not for my wine.
Right.
But, you know.
For your Mad Dog.
For your 40.
For your Mad Dog 2020.
I'm a 40.
No, strictly brown paper bag.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to the bags probably middle school when I switched up because my friend said it wasn't cool.
I like the bags. And then mom could write a note if she wanted with a Sharpie.
I miss my lunchbox, though.
We never had those nice, pristine brown bags. I just big old grocery.
Stained up with oil.
Big,
yeah.
Grease in the bottom of
it. All right. Well, we'll get to the ultimate lunchbox here in about 20.
Got it.
But Kelly, our resident love expert. She gives you all the best advice when it comes to relationships, whether it's your boyfriend, girlfriend, maybe mom or dad.
Questionable. Doesn't matter.
And we got you with
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been with my boyfriend for almost 6 years. Recently, as a way to release some stress, I started to keep a journal to get my daily thoughts out and write down my goals. I'm not the most creative person, and I hid the journal in my drawer. One night, I opened my journal and noticed a little doodle along with a small message. Not only did my boyfriend read it, but he wrote in it.
Ooh.
It made me feel mocked and made fun of. I don't know how to bring it to his attention without flipping out on him. Help! Do I say something to him or hide my journal in a different spot and get over it, Angel?
I would say something. That's a huge violation.
Yeah.
But it's tough not to read it when you find it.
Accidentally, maybe he was looking for a piece of paper and stuff and realized, oh my gosh, this is her journal. But then he wrote in it and doodled and he did mock her.
Most of the time, you read it and don't say anything.
I would say something. I'd say, "What were you doing?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? I don't really appreciate that. And in the future, I'd appreciate if you wouldn't do that. And you know, am I going to have to hide things from you? I mean, it's just a conversation. Don't attack him, but just be like very calmly say, "Why would you do that? I don't appreciate that. I don't snoop. I don't snoop in your things. I don't go through your things. It could have been an accident.
It was probably an accident.
But then you drew in it. Why would you do that?
That's where
you
went wrong.
That makes me feel like you're kind of mocking me and making me feel stupid. And have a conversation about it. And it's just about respecting boundaries.
Yeah, but y'all do it too. Y'all just don't say anything.
I don't.
If you found your...
I do not snoop. I don't need to. Guys are stupid. They'll just leave stuff out. You don't have to snoop.
Okay, but somebody leaves their mailbox open on their email, would you maybe take a look at a couple sent messages?
Why? No, because no? I just don't. That's just not me.
Yeah,
it's not me.
I only would if I had a real reason.
Yeah, that's different.
If I was really suspicious or had been lied to in the past, and that was sitting there open, I have done it before, and it's sitting there. I wouldn't try and break into the email.
No,
but
if I knew he was cheating on me, and here's an email from the girl I knew he was cheating on me with, that's a little different,
right? Yeah.
But I mean, I don't snoop for no reason. I just don't.
But if it's there, I mean, the Facebook page is open. What's going on in the messages?
I don't. It's like a violation.
I don't, because there's things that you could get mad about.
Exactly.
That you don't need to get mad about, but you would if you read it.
Because you don't know the.
I wouldn't appreciate someone doing it to me, so I just show them the same respect. They might not ever know I didn't look, but I know I didn't look.
And you feel better about that.
Yeah.
Al, would you look?
I probably wouldn't. I'm not a
the
jealous.
Diary. If you found Dr. Girlfriend's diary,
I'm not either.
I am so not a jealous person. I'm like, if you want to be with me, fine. I love you for it. If you don't, bye.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever met a girl. Maybe I have. I always just assume a girl is snooping. It's just the cynical side of me. I just assume that you are checking up on whatever I leave. My phone is here. You're probably wondering if you have the code. Can you? I don't care. Right. I ain't got nothing to hide, at least now at this stage in
my
life.
Not now.
At this stage of my life.
Right. But back in the day.
Back in the day.
You would have been more cautious.
Yeah. And now I give you the code. I don't care.
I feel like I've changed because when I started dating my wife, I feel like if I found her diary, the 20-year-old in me, 21-year-old in me, would have wanted to see what she's writing about, you know, if she's saying good things.
Yeah.
And I probably would have done the immature thing and read it. But now.
That's it. It's an age.
Yeah. I used to keep a piece of tape on my journal.
To make sure.
That I had when I was young.
That's so smart.
A piece of tape, so that way I knew if my parents broke into it.
But you put it, like, at the top.
Like crime scene tape, you know, and I'd write on it so I knew if they broke it.
Right.
Very smart.
Yeah. But now I wouldn't look at my wife's diary.
I
already know what's going on.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been with my boyfriend off and on for 10 years. He moved away 4 years ago, and we have done the long distance thing on and off. Recently, on my off from him, I started talking to someone else, and it was slowly going somewhere. But then I went to see my ex, and he had changed so much that I fell in love with him all over again. But when I come back home, I see the local guy every day because he works with me. Uh-oh. What do I do? When I see my 10-year guy, I'm so in love and I'm happy of how he's changed so much for me. And I don't want to give that up. But when I see the local guy, the attraction's too extreme and we can't stay away from each other. Ugh.
Oh, boy.
Help.
I'm so Hallie. Sure. All right, Hallie.
She has two, Kelly. She has two to choose
from. You know,
from.
What's the long distance guy? Where is this going? Is he moving back for you? Or are you moving there for him? If that's not going to happen, why don't you just cut your losses there and move on with someone you really have a chance with? Unless you love drama. Because a lot of girls are addicted to the drama. And they don't really get out of that and probably until late 30s, early 40s. So if that's when you want to finally settle down, then keep doing what you're doing. I'm not going to tell you to choose because obviously there's such great choices. How can you choose? Oh, it's so much fun.
Got two men.
Yeah.
Where all these
passion.
Women
oh, my gosh.
All these women out here can't find one.
My got weekend two. Lover and my weekday lover. Yeah. Gosh, right. Why should you have to choose?
Give the other one to Jenna.
Right?
Stop hogging all the guys.
I don't want a long distance one.
What do you think the long distance guy's doing when you're not there? Please.
Ooh, Kelly.
Seriously.
Kelly, there's long distance people.
There are. Well, she's
that
are, not.
That are, Dr. Girlfriend.
That you're are, tired.
That are
you're
so
tired.
Faithful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever the reason is, they're faithful.
Yeah. Super faithful.
This girl is not.
No, apparently
yeah,
not.
She already cheated on the local guy, right?
That's, I don't really, you know.
So if you're willing to cheat on your new guy with the old guy, then that
I don't really have a lot invested in this love letter. I don't care what you do.
Let's move on.
You either decide I want to just keep jerking around two different guys, or you pick one. There you go.
Right. I think you like this one.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Here, Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
So
I feel like Howie from America's Got Talent. He was very grumpy last night. Yep. I'm suddenly
allergies.
Grumpy.
So, my firm sponsored this charity thing a week and a half ago, and I've attended this event for the last 5 years, and the same guy has emceed it for the last four. So, I jokingly told a friend that I had a crush on him. So, she went and talked to him and invited him to our table. Long story short, we ended up closing the place down, and he asked for my number. But, Kelly, he hasn't called me yet, and I don't know if he will. I thought about reaching out to him. He's the TV weatherman in town, so I can get his contact info.
Oh, nice.
And I want to invite him to be my plus one this upcoming symphony ball.
No.
Oh, boy.
My friends say absolutely not. I have
to
let him pursue me. Thoughts? Event is four weeks away, and he's going to need a tux.
No.
That's from Amy.
No.
What? What's wrong with that?
First of all, the weatherman don't want to wear a tux.
He might randomly one night, 3 or 4 weeks from now, call you out of the blue and see what you're doing. But don't.
What if he lost the number, Kelly?
He probably lost it.
He probably put it in his phone. I wouldn't put yourself out there. If you're a risk taker, go for it.
He's the weatherman.
Because what's the worst that can happen?
It's Jerry Raspberry.
No, it's not.
Not Jerry. What was Terry Raspberry?
Yeah. May he rest in peace.
Good job on that, Al. You mess up Terry Raspberry.
No, I'm just saying, if you're a risk taker and a gambler and you don't, you know, like Big Al would ask and then get rejected and be over it. Me, I would ask, I'd be humiliated and wouldn't be able to leave my house for a month. I would listen to your friends in this situation. It's probably one of those random nights you have fun, you'll never hear from them again. Probably. I mean, that's just the way that goes. But I wouldn't ask.
Do other guys get all the chicks?
Well, there's still TV personalities.
Right.
You know, I just wouldn't put myself, personally, I wouldn't.
Do weather guys get all the chicks?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, this is the goofy weather guy.
Girls love the weather guy.
Oh, they're hot.
Yeah.
I don't. My least favorite thing to talk about is weather.
That's when
a conversation's going nowhere, when it's like, oh, it's going to be cloudy today.
When you sit up to watch the late night news, after the weather, go to sleep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what people look
at. Sports
guy. Oh, baby, I feel a warm front coming in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All the sexy talk you could use.
Want to see my jet stream?
Yeah, it makes me feel really chilly.
Yeah. Love letters to Kelly.
I think all this meteorologist stuff. I couldn't think.
I'm so turned on right now.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yourself on. Oh my god. All right. I am, yes.
Kelly, love expert. What's up? Okay. My boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years. We're in our early 30s. We live together, and we have a baby boy. I love him very much, and I know he loves me. He literally tells me every day.
But
one problem is, he hasn't proposed.
He ain't going to.
When we got pregnant, I thought surely he would ask me, but it never came. Our son was born, holidays have come and gone, and still no proposal. At this point, I've pretty much given up. Although deep down, I've grown bitter about it. I don't know if he'll ever propose. And I'm wondering if it's okay to have given up on this. Marriage is important to me.
Well, apparently not.
I want to be husband and wife and share the same last name, but I can't force him into marriage. What do you think, Ashley?
Yeah, you give him everything a wife would give him anyway, so why should he put his last name on yours?
Got a baby, y'all shacking.
So, just, you know.
Deal with it. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Love Letters to Kelly.
Just deal with it. That's what you set it up that way. Oh, I sound like Dr. Phil
there. Yeah, you did.
But I mean, why should he propose? He probably knows what you want, but he's got everything he wants. I mean,
he ain't going to.
So you can either be bitter about it or say, hey, well, this is what I ended up with.
But can she tell him calmly, like, I would really like
say,
to be married.
Sure.
It's important to me.
Go ahead. And then if he doesn't do it, then you know you have your answer and you can
make
either
a decision.
Stay and not be bitter or stay and be bitter and just ruin, you know, the relationship. You have that conversation. You go for it.
Is there an option C?
Yeah, what's a C?
No. I mean, he's a great guy. She loves him. She makes a baby with him. They live together. They're pretending they're married. So why can't you just, why change?
Yeah,
he's thinking, why change things? This is going really great for him.
Pretend. Yeah, if you want to pretend to be married.
But tell him how you feel. I have no problem with people telling each other how they feel. But then when you get the answer that you maybe don't want to hear. That's what it is. That's what the answer is. And then you got to decide, well, do I just keep going with what I got because
I'm miserable?
Or do I make him pay for not giving me the answer I want to hear?
See?
It's a lose-lose.
Kelly has seen therapists.
Yeah.
And she gives me advice.
That's as real as it gets.
I almost hear somebody talking to you. Yeah, not in this particular letter necessarily, but I hear your wisdom coming through when you're doing Love Letters.
Well, thank you, Al.
What's the point?
I really do.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Are you exhausted, Kelly? All right. Well,
I'm depleted. I need
some, what do you need?
I need
a Kelly Bowl?
Coffee.
Your Kelly Bowl?
Do you need a vacation?
Do you need some bacon?
I need a shoulder rub. I'm just depleted. Right. I just give so much of myself and love letters.
That's got to be the last one, Kelly. We're going to stop right there. I'm sorry.
I have no more to give.
She has no more to give, Kid Nation. We'll do it again next week.
Al, I want one too.
Oh, that's so good.
Go to KidNation.com and write your love letter to Kelly while she gets her massage right now.
That's it?
That was quick.
Well, that's Al for you.
Jenna even feels for me.
All right. Well, Al gives the girls massages. It's time for the...
Isn't he good?
He goes too hard too fast. He needs to warm up to it.
Don't warm up.
He's giving a massage, everyone.
Go for it.
Oh. Thanks, Al. Oh.
Best hands in the office.
Ow. Ow.
My. Okay, I'm a stop.
Can we give away a trip
I
now?
I wasn't complaining.
All right.
I'm a little sensitive. I did some weightlifting yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, Al.
Oh, yeah.
You got both the girls to do it. All right.
Best hands in the office. I was voted best hands in the office.
Sure.
That's no doubt.
If you want to go to Innisbrook, a Salamander Golf and Spa Resort over in Tampa Bay, Florida, give us a call right now, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 17 to take this vacation for four.
We'll
take it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
When I met you in the summer.
Sweet summertime.
We're cool for the summer.
It's the never-ending summer with the Kid Craddock Morning Show, giving her a trip away every single day. We were looking for caller number 17. Let's go to the phone lines. Hi, Jessica Bradshaw.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jessica, guess what?
Oh, am I the winner?
You are the winner, Jessica. Congratulations.
Ah, I'm so excited.
Yes, Jessica, you have won a trip for not one, not two, not three, but four. Four. You and four.
No, what?
Four people.
Ah! Four total. Oh, you and three.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
To Innisbrook, it's a Salamander Golf and Spa Resort, and it includes deluxe accommodations. You get to go chill out at the Loch Ness Pool. You get to have a bike rental. Ooh. That's like multiple people on that bike, you know? You also have four golf courses to choose from. This is all courtesy of Visit Florida and the Kid Craddock Morning Show, young lady. Who will you take with you?
Those are amazing.
Who are you going to take, Jessica?
I'd help my husband for sure, and then I don't know. Well, we're accepting bribes now.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, maybe you could bring your best couple friend.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
that'd be
for
fun.
Sure.
Yeah, those are always fun trips. Well, Jessica, you have a lot of fun. You going to work right now?
I am.
Oh,
what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm an elementary school counselor.
Aw. Happy back to school.
Thank you. Yes, Monday.
Is this a stressful time for the kids?
It is. It's harder for the kindergarten parents, though, than you would think. So
yeah.
A lot of that.
have kids already started getting in trouble in the first week?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. There's got to be at least one or two.
Do you give your phone number out to parents if they want to call you, like, on your own time?
For free counseling?
I don't. No. I have to have some sort of boundary.
There you go. It's all about boundaries.
But I get emails, so.
Okay.
Is it all about boundaries, though?
It has to be with the therapist.
Yes. Gosh, if we had our therapist's phone numbers, we'd be blowing them up all the time.
Right? Oh, man.
I just got this text. What do I do?
Yeah, what's this mean? I just thought about this. What's that mean? Jessica, you have a wonderful day.
Enjoy your trip.
Yep. And enjoy your trip,
okay? Thank you so much. You guys rock.
No, you rock.
You rock.
You rock way more than we do. Jessica Bradshaw.
Yep.
Off to Florida. We'll do another trip tomorrow, same time.
Do it every day this week, 7:20 Central.
And speaking of back to school... for the kiddos.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
That's our teacher test song, which, by the way, is going to make a return here in a couple days.
Oh, it is?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure, Kelly. Because you always wanted to be a teacher, and that's where we test you. See how you would have done.
Yay.
Well, yeah. For some reason, weird, all your students are coming back.
All of them.
It's so weird. Maybe an additional one. But yeah, most of your students.
If I just stay teaching the same grade, eventually I would get a new batch of students.
No, it turns out you did not pass them on to the next grade. So that's weird.
I'm the unluckiest teacher ever.
Like Saved by the Bell.
But we do have the ultimate lunchbox. Now that everyone's back to school, maybe you notice that the kids still need a few things. That's normal for parents. That's why we're giving you the ultimate lunchbox. Five lucky winners are going to score a limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox. Nice. And that's going to be stuffed with a $400 Visa gift card for school shopping.
Whoa.
Along with Tasty Cakes, delicious mini cupcakes and brownies.
Thanks, Tasty Cakes.
Perfectly portioned desserts that are the ideal size for students' lunchboxes.
Yes, they are. Want
it perfectly proportioned desserts.
Portioned. You don't want them to be too big or too small.
No, that's right.
No, they're perfectly proportioned.
Portioned.
I think Al has a problem with your terminology.
Yeah.
No, not at all. It just
did I make fun of you when you screwed up the four people going
no,
on the trip?
No,
I think you're both correct.
No, it's fine.
But according to the copy that the client
that's
approved,
exactly what
JC
we wrote
is
right here.
More correct.
Right. Just listen all next week for the Kid Nation school bus to arrive. Be the 23rd caller, and you're going to win instantly. Thank you for waking up with the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are perfectly portioned for you.
Proportioned.
What?
Perfectly proportioned.
I don't know.
I have to find
a lunch portion.
Yeah.
You're thinking of proportion like as far as size. They're saying it's just enough. It's perfectly
for
portioned.
A lunchbox.
It's perfect.
Per portion would be more about the size to fit in a lunchbox. So actually, both are correct.
Right. But Al just wants to make fun.
Yeah, he does.
I was making fun!
He can't get over that.
I know.
No-tear shampoo.
Speaking of the no-tear shampoo. All right, real quick recap, because we're going to do that.
Oh, we got it. You can't let it go.
No, we're going to do it next. We're going to do it because we wanted to do that bit.
Oh, my God.
So I went to the store, and I was buying some shampoo, and my wife and I were talking, and we came across the bottle. And I've seen the kids no-tear shampoo, but this was on just regular shampoo for adults, and it said no-tear, and we were talking about it. I said, oh, I didn't know they had that for adults. And a lady right there in the aisle turns and says, oh, I'm actually a hairstylist. That means no tear.
You should have said, well, we didn't ask you.
I should have.
Who are you to eavesdrop on our conversation
while
we're just standing here in the aisle at Target
trying to get some shampoo.
Buying shampoo.
Trying to get some shampoo, maybe some conditioner.
Eavesdropper.
By the way, great deals going on with the shampoo right now.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought she was dropping a gold nugget of information that I had never knew about. You know, I thought, oh, man, this whole time I thought it was no tears.
Mm-mm.
And it's no tears.
No tears. And it's perfect.
And I don't spell the same.
And I'm sorry, I don't want to see the hairstylist that's buying her products. Where I'm sorry. Yeah. That's
the same
maybe
stuff.
Your
no,
personal stuff.
Because when you're a hairstylist, you go get
you should go
from the,
yeah.
You,
go
the you have a license at the beauty supply,
beauty supply.
Yeah, don't
they
you go and you get
truth.
A discount?
It's Suave is still cheaper.
Okay.
Did you ask for her credentials,
thing.
JC?
No, I didn't. I just took her for what she was worth.
She may not even be a hairstylist.
Well,
she should be somebody in there.
She could be a crazy person.
Yeah.
So I come in here
off the street. Today I'm going to pretend to be a hairstylist.
She go through your buggy and look at all the other stuff.
I
wouldn't get that either. Yeah.
I'm a dentist.
Your organic chicken's not organic. I'm a farmer as well. So I came in here thinking I was going to give you guys a nice nugget of information. Turns out I was wrong. Or she was wrong.
So it is no tear.
Apparently it is no tear.
It's more sensitive.
It's
has
more
anybody
sensitive.
Called to back you up on the no tear?
A couple of people have said
well, that's no, good,
that it means for when you're brushing, it won't tear.
Okay,
but
well, there you go.
There's both sides. But I still, the there commercial you. Says no tears. We played it this morning, especially for L'Oreal, for the kids' shampoo.
Yes.
So I was duped. But we wanted to know what things did you think were real because your parents or somebody told you that they were a fact and you believed them for a long time, like... Hannah wrote us from North Augusta. She says, I'm 13, but up until I was 11 years old, my mom had me believing that she really had eyes in the back of her head.
Yes. Yes.
And I really believed her.
I'm right? so with you. I did. My mom did the same thing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like in the first and second grade.
You believe her.
Like, my mom really does have eyes in the back of her head.
And like, why would my mom lie to me, you know?
Right.
Like, why would she make up stuff?
I'm going to pull your hair back. Let me see these eyes.
Yeah.
And to my dad, my late great dad. I can still see.
Uh-huh, because he said you were going to go blind.
Oh,
gross. All right.
Why did I get that?
I didn't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. have a lot.
Yeah, perfectly good right. decision.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Mm-hmm.
What are the lies you believed and you found out they were false and you were just devastated? We'll hear your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Right, random lady at the store tried to drop knowledge on me.
Random hairdresser.
According to her, she was a hairdresser.
Yes. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Buying her products at Target.
And she looked like she was perhaps in her maybe late 40s, so she had been a hairdresser for a while, maybe. I don't know. But she had told me that when my wife and I saw no tears on a just regular shampoo, not a kid's one, she told us it was no tears. Turns out she was maybe pulling my leg. And I went in here believing that
you going to school up.
I came in here this morning.
Yeah, that I was going to teach you guys something, and then I didn't. I looked stupid.
No, you don't, Jay. You're cute.
Thanks.
So cute.
Thanks. I love being cute.
So we wondered.
Oh, JC is so stupid.
No, we're not playing match game.
Oh, okay.
That's for Friday.
Hold your JC so stupid question for Friday, please. We wanted to know what lies you believed for a long time and you found out later.
Just wasn't true.
Somebody's pulling your leg.
Yeah.
Maybe it was your parents. Maybe it was a friend. Maybe your brother or sister.
Sure.
If you have an older brother or sister, they try to do this a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they always try to convince you you're adopted.
Yeah, all the time.
You know you don't look like the rest of them.
Yeah. I told my sister when she was 4 that if she didn't sleep in her closet, she would have nightmares. So she slept in her closet for about a week until my mom finally found her.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know why I told her that, because I was an older brother. I was just being stupid.
Right, right.
Caroline Craddock's in here.
Good morning.
You have one that your dad told you.
Yeah, I have a really good one.
And how long did you believe this lie?
Till I was in college.
Till you were in college. From childhood to college.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I didn't have siblings, so I had no one to really verify facts
with. Anybody.
Yeah. The Diestroffs, you know, Martha and Paul, that my dad would always talk about. Yeah. They had two kids. Nick, who's my age, ruined a lot of my parents' things for me. But so we would go trick-or-treating with the Diestroffs every year, and my mom didn't want me eating all the candy by myself, so my parents told me there was a pumpkin fairy who would come, and you would get like a fourth of the candy that you wanted, and then the rest of it the pumpkin fairy would come take and get you like a Beanie Baby, something non-food
you
related.
You traded it for
Yeah. So I was at the Diestroffs one year. I think I was literally like in eighth grade. I'm like, so what are you guys giving to the pumpkin fairy? I'm like, what the heck's a pumpkin fairy?
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say that's what you believe to college.
No, it is. I'm
leading the pumpkin fairy to college?
Yeah, they cover themselves. My parents were like, oh, no, like not all the families do it. So, but we definitely do it, and a lot of other families do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I literally believed that till college, but it wasn't until my roommates were like, no, that's not.
There's not a pumpkin
not
fairy.
A thing.
No pumpkin fairy.
But there's a tooth fairy, though, kids.
Yeah.
There is.
Believe that.
Yeah. Get your money.
Believe that.
Because you only get a little bit. Once all your teeth, your baby teeth fall out, you don't get no more money from the tooth fairy.
Mm-hmm. You start paying.
Yeah.
Dearly,
you got to pay.
You pay to keep those teeth.
Yeah. If your adult teeth fall out, you got
to
pay.
If there was an adult tooth fairy, like if you had to get a root canal or something.
Right? Oh, how much would wisdom teeth go for? At least $20 a pop, because those things are big.
I don't know, but
I don't know.
But Kevin Hart on Snapchat, he's terrified of the dentist.
I know, I saw him.
He did a Snapchat of just going for a cleaning, and they gave him a bunch of gas.
He was drugged
like
up.
Kevin Hart needs.
Yeah.
The nitrous oxide. Yeah. It was hilarious.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
A couple from the text.
Okay.
When I was a little girl, my dad told me the dingly thing in the back of your throat, the uvula, removed poison from your food. I didn't find out that wasn't true until ninth grade science class. Everyone laughed.
I used to think that was your tonsil. Like
the uvula?
Yeah. No, I'm thinking about it. Told me. I just figured that's what it was.
Yeah. I think there was a kid in my class who believed this. Jessica says, I believe that Hawaii and Alaska were right next to each other, southwest of the USA and the Gulf of Mexico, because that's where they were located on the maps we had in school.
That makes sense.
And it does make sense. When you're a kid, you're going to believe the map, right? And grandpas want to get in on this.
Okay. What did grandpa say?
For so many years, my grandpa told me that he was born a girl, but when he kissed his elbow, he turned into a boy.
Oh, see, now, I heard different. I heard you kiss your elbow, you turn into a monkey.
Oh, really?
So we really would try to do it.
Why are y'all trying to kiss your elbows?
Because it looks silly. Try to kiss your elbow. Right.
But, try it. We were always taught if you can kiss your elbow, you can turn into a monkey.
Yeah. Or if you try to get somebody to lick their elbow, it's even funnier. Because you got your tongue all out. Try to lick your elbow.
No.
You don't want to do that?
I have a jean jacket.
Yeah. We'll go to the phones here.
Trey's trying it. It's funny.
I think I saw somebody on the internet that finally was able to lick their elbow.
Do you have to run a really long tongue?
Yeah, long tongue would help.
Long
Trey's
tongue.
Doing it. No problem. Look at that. Look at that.
No, he's not reaching it.
He's trying.
Yeah,
really
they
hard.
Had a long tongue and like their shoulder looked like dislocated. Yeah, like they were double jointed. Huh. Let's go to the phones.
Come on.
Miranda, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Doing great. So what lie were you told?
Whenever I was in third or fourth grade, we were arguing about if cucumbers were pickles,
And I was like, no, they're not. And my teacher sarcastically was like, yeah, no, cucumbers aren't pickles. And I was about 14 years old when I said that to my dad, and he looked at me and was like, how could I have made you? He looked at me like I was the worst person in the world, and I was so embarrassed.
Aww. How could I have made you?
He just looked at me like, what? And who told you this? He was like, I should have taken you out of that school.
They literally are pickled cucumbers.
Yeah, they are.
Right.
They are.
You know better now.
Yeah, you do know better now, Miranda. At least you know the truth. And if you haven't seen the video of cats scared of cucumbers, please do yourself a favor and watch it.
Yes.
It's great.
Yes, it is.
Some cats don't get scared, but most of them do. Thank you, Miranda. Have a wonderful day. Let's go to Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm so excited I got through. I love you guys.
Oh, we're excited to hear what you were lied about.
Okay, so when I was probably about 5 or so, I was watching my aunt. She was breastfeeding my cousin, and she changed sides. And I asked her why she did that. And she said that the one side she was giving him regular milk, and she switched him to the other side so he would get chocolate milk for dessert.
I just showed my boobie.
Chocolate boob.
Chocolate boobie.
And I believed it until I was a teenager, and my sister had a baby. And it just suddenly dawned on me that it couldn't possibly be true.
So you didn't ask your sister which one's your chocolate boob?
Oh, man. Yeah,
I thought about it. I thought about it, and then it just kind of clicked that it couldn't possibly be true. So,
thank God you didn't share it.
That's funny.
That's so funny. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, babe.
Chocolate boobie. Let's go to Julianne. Hi, Julianne.
Good morning.
Good morning. Your grandparents lied to you, huh?
They did.
What?
So me and my cousins would go visit my grandparents, and we would go out to their back pasture when we were kids, and they had a bubblegum tree. And I always thought they would just twisty tie the bubblegums to the tree, and we would go pick them, but I always thought that was a real tree. And I always wanted one when I got older.
Aww, I love that.
How
many pieces of gum did you plant in your garden? Did you ever do that?
I love they did that.
I know, that's
so
really
sweet.
That is cute. That's cute.
Yes. Yeah. I believed that until I was probably like 10 or 11.
Aww. Wow.
Aww, that's a sweet memory.
I like that.
Yep.
Thank you for your call. These are funny. Mandy.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
What's up, Mandy?
Great. So your dad told you a big lie?
Yeah, I grew up in a house full of jokers, and it was just the best growing up ever. But the best thing that I can remember is, you know, the guards on the side of the road for when you swerve off the side of the road to wake you up if you've fallen asleep. And my dad had me convinced until I went to the DMV to take my test that they were for the blind people so that they could drive. And I was 100%, I mean, he hung the moon, you know what I mean? So I was 100% sure that was for the blind people.
Oh, my God.
Great, right?
That is so great.
Oh, the blind rails.
Oh, man.
Look, there's no blind rails.
How are the blind people going to drive on this road?
It was their braille.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Mandy, your dad is a genius.
The brails.
I love your dad, Mandy. Have a wonderful day.
That's awesome.
On the text, this is from a brother that doesn't like to share.
Okay.
Kiara wrote and said, my older brother made me believe that his asthma was contagious, so he didn't have to share his food or drinks with me.
That's funny. Does Emma Kelly still think that broccoli makes your boobs bigger?
Oh, yeah, does she?
Kelly?
I haven't asked her about that lately.
That's a thing, too?
That's Kelly.
That's how we got her to eat her broccoli. We told her to make her grow boobies.
Eating it, not rubbing it.
Then moms would call and say, thanks, now my son won't eat broccoli.
Leah, you thought you were related to somebody famous?
Yeah, my grandparents had Ozzie Smith, his baseball card up on the fridge.
Uh-huh.
They're huge Cardinals fans. So for years, they told me that was my uncle. And he couldn't come to, like, Thanksgiving or Christmas because he was busy practicing baseball.
Ozzie Smith?
And, Ozzie Smith, backflips and all. So I was obsessed with Ozzie Smith for the longest time. And then years later, I asked, you know, it had been taken down off the fridge. So I asked about it, and because I still believed it, like, 12 years old. And they're like, oh, yeah, we had to take that down and whatever. But the kicker is that, you know, our entire family's white.
Right.
Ozzy's black.
I was trying to figure out a way to ask, are you white?
Yeah. So you thought.
Yeah. But I was like, oh yeah, Ozzy Smith. Like I would tell little kids at school, like everything.
That's funny.
Thanks for calling. Thank you.
My dad also told me that I couldn't go near the sewer when I was rollerblading and stuff because Pennywise the clown
from It
would come out. I still can't go by.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't have done that. I thought my middle name was Bodine because Kelly Bodine was my family nickname. So in the third grade, the teacher asked for my full name. I said Kelly Bodine Raspberry.
Yeah.
And I brought home my report card. My mom's like, "What is Kelly B Raspberry?" I said, "Kelly Bodine Raspberry." She said, "Your name is not Kelly Bodine Raspberry. It's Angela Kelly Raspberry." Oh, okay. And that's how I found out.
Well, Bodine is such a cool name.
Yeah. Bodine, Kelly Bodine.
You can change it now if you want. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So what'd your grandpa tell you?
So when I was really little, my grandpa, who was in the Navy, told all of my cousins and I that he could breathe out of his ears. That was one of the things that they learned in training. And it wasn't until I was about 25 that he finally told me that he had been lying all these years and that he could, in fact, not breathe out of his ears when he was swimming. But he was a missionary, so of course I would believe him because why would he lie?
Right.
But, wow. Yeah, it was awesome.
Man, that's fun.
Cool trick, though, if you could.
That is a pretty cool trick if you could breathe out of your ears.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brittany. And we'll take this all. Imagine believing this, you guys. Your mom told you this. Shannon, what did your mom tell you?
She told me that she found me in the dumpster outside Walmart.
Oh, my God. For real?
Yeah, I believed it. And I started, like, introducing myself that way, like, at school as a kid. And I had, like, a breakdown, kind of, when I was, like, 11. And all my family was, like, ganging up on me and saying, oh, yeah, we were there. You know, we helped her clean you off and stuff and, you know, get all the dumpster trash off of you. And she, my grandma finally got onto her and told me the truth. So until I was about 11, I thought I was found in a dumpster.
How did you introduce yourself? Like, I'm a dumpster baby?
Your nickname was Dumpy.
You know, when you're a kid in, like, first grade or so, and you're going around and they want to hear, like, the first day, something about you, I would be like, oh yeah, I'm Shannon and I live in this town and my mom found me in a dumpster at Walmart. my teacher said something to my mom about it and then the teacher got in on the joke. They ended up like,
no!
Everybody knew but you.
Dumpster Shannon over there.
Oh. I can't believe a teacher ganged up on her too.
It's a joke.
Yeah, I was like, not cool. Not cool.
Aww. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Shannon. That is funny, though.
You don't have a fear of trash can. Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon.
Then she walks by a dumpster. She's like,
PTSD.
Memories. Oh, my old home.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's no place like home.
Blame it all on my room.
Oh, man. I love that.
Oh, that was great.
That was good.
You can keep writing us on Facebook on the text message. We love seeing them. These are hilarious, you guys. Thank you, Kid Nation.
Thank you to the hairdresser that JC met yesterday.
No. Forget that lady. Forget that lady.
No tears.
Never lie to me again. No tears.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's time for Tidbit News.
Thank you, and welcome to our broadcast of Tidbit News, where we bring you the news with just a little tidbit of them.
Just a little tidbit.
Just the headlines.
Just the headlines.
No explanation.
No explanation. We have a little bit of from the news, not that much.
Come on.
How about two Chinese women who faint on the street after arguing nonstop for 8 hours?
8 hours?
Oh, yeah, Kelly. They were arguing.
About what?
Foaming at the mouth.
Ooh.
They were arguing on the streets of Ankang, China on August 16th. After 8 hours of arguing over an unpaid debt, they both collapsed and fainted.
Wow.
Wow.
Foaming at the mouth? That's...
Who can argue for eight hours?
My ex-wife.
No, because you'd give up.
Why do they have those filibusters? But, I mean, two real people just standing there?
Yeah. And people were just watching them. They're just screaming at each other.
You just get tired and you give up.
Yeah.
You should see the pose that they fainted in.
Yeah, they landed on top of each other.
Yeah. One woman's head between the other woman's legs.
Yeah. It's not very sweet. It was pretty awkward. Also, in tidbit news,
okay,
there was a woman who was driving a Mercedes-Benz in Virginia.
All right.
She was test driving it. For some reason, she decided to gun it, and she flipped the car over, and she hit four other cars at the dealership. Nobody was hurt.
Oh, yeah, this happened right when she started the test drive, right?
Like she hit her other Benz
over.
She wanted to see what it had.
In the lot.
All right. Do you have to, like, how do you pay for that?
Because
you're not insured.
Well, they have insurance.
They have insurance, right? So they pay, okay.
And actually, you technically have insurance even when you're driving someone else's car.
Yeah. If
you have insurance.
I hope so.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, also, speaking of driving, a woman in Ohio got out of the hospital.
Uh-huh.
But you guys, she didn't have a ride home, so she stole an ambulance.
Aww. Necessity is the mother of invention, she invented a way to get home.
She needed a ride, Kelly.
Yeah, that's really sad when you don't have anybody to pick you up from the freaking hospital where you got to steal an ambulance. The cops tracked it with GPS, of course.
That is sad.
And they arrested her when she got to her house.
I let her go. She went home.
Oh, yeah, she went home.
Did she stop by and get
She needed a ride home, Al.
Well, yeah,
of course she went home. That's right. And this college kid in Pennsylvania was on a date on Monday night. So you know what you try to do on the first date. You try to impress the girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he said, hey, girl, check this out. I'm gonna jump from this roof over to this other building's roof.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Turns out drunk college kids can't jump because he didn't make it. And he got stuck in the narrow gap between the buildings. Took 4 hours to rescue him.
Oh, boy.
He ended up with an ankle injury and a single still.
Did you see the woman that tried to take her own life and she jumped out of an apartment building window, but she landed on the floor below the AC vent and she was naked?
Oh, no.
So she only fell a floor and landed sprawled out on the air conditioner.
Naked and alive.
Oh, no.
Why would you want to be found dead naked?
I know. I would be in my Sunday best.
Yeah, I'd probably put on a suit, at least a nice pair of slacks and some sensible shoes.
I might even go buy one just in case, just to make sure. And we'll stay in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Because this guy cut down his neighbor's tree on Saturday because it was dripping sap on his car, and that's annoying. You know, when your neighbor's tree's dripping sap, you just want to cut that thing. So he did it himself. Well, the tree fell right into his apartment building and destroyed it. So several people now need new places to live.
Oh, well.
And he was arrested. But, hey, no more sap. So there's that.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Oh, man. Hey, how would you guys feel if John Krasinski was Captain America?
Bother me.
That's your boy, right, John? I mean, your show.
The Office, from The Office. He just doesn't strike me as a superhero, does he?
No.
Well, he was up for the role, but another one of the Avenger actors ruined it for him.
They actually allowed me to put on the suit. I was on a set. It was all very interesting. I feel like as I'm talking about this, someone from Marvel's going to be like... And just like, I'm not allowed to talk about it at all.
Yeah.
But I remember the only bummer of it was I was putting on the suit, just watching it. I was like, this is so amazing. And I got about right to my waist. I was still shirtless, feeling pretty good about myself. It wasn't 13 hours yet, but I felt pretty good. And all of a sudden, Chris Hemsworth walked by his store and he's like, that night? And I went, I'm good. This is stupid.
Right.
Yeah, that'll ruin it for you.
Yeah,
right,
that'll do it.
Since we're talking about superheroes right now, yesterday after the show, we were hanging out in what used to be the man room. Now it's the woman room because it's all girls in there.
Oh, man. Awesome. It smells better.
And Trey, who helps us produce the show, started telling us that he pictures everyone as either a hero or a villain.
Immediately. As soon as I see your face, you're either a hero or a villain.
No, you just, based on looks alone.
Like, if you were going to be made into a Disney character in a movie, you would either be the hero or the villain in that movie.
So you do that with strangers, too.
Sure.
Oh, strangers.
Like checking out in the grocery store, you think about them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, immediately.
So we asked him to start naming people, and when he started saying who he thought looked like a villain and a hero, you agree with him.
Yeah.
Because he does.
Okay, well, I wasn't privy to this conversation.
Yeah, you weren't there. What Trey, now that we're all here, would you like to go around the room and tell us what you think we would be if we were to be a superhero or a villain?
I'll start with me so that you guys don't get offended. I say I look like a villain. I think I look like a villain.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing at all.
Yeah, you're mischievous.
I could say that.
You got JC, clearly a hero, obviously.
Clearly.
Jenna, obviously a villain.
Obviously.
What makes Jenna look like a villain to you?
I don't have a good reason. I want to say it's something
bone
to do
structure.
With, yeah. Something to do with the bone structure, maybe the eyes. Al?
Yeah.
Hero?
Oh, I'm a hero.
Really?
All right, sweet.
And Kelly Raspberry? Obvious villain.
Thank you.
Villain.
Kelly, they're more interesting.
They are?
Kelly, we have resting villain face.
Exactly.
Resting villain face.
I think you have to have big, good bone structure to be a good villain.
And good boobs.
Yeah.
No, I don't think the boobs.
Well,
yeah, you do.
Villains typically have better boobs.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So do the superheroes, though. Basically, if you want to be in a movie, you have to have the good looks. That's what I found.
You got to have the good looks.
You got to have the good looks. Yeah. Trey, what were you? You were the villain?
I'm
the villain.
If Jenna was blonde, though, because Jenna used to be blonde, would she be hero then? Because I feel like she's drastically different looking when she's blonde than when she's brunette.
That's really?
True. Interesting.
Yeah.
It could be a hair color thing, because now that I'm thinking back to blonde Jenna, no, you're still a villain.
Mm.
It's got to be the cheekbones, maybe.
Yeah.
It's got to be the good cheekbones. All villains have good cheekbones. Ooh.
I like how you complimented me within the insult.
The
well,
villain,
that's Trey.
Being a villain is not an insult, right?
No, well.
Kelly loved it.
Villains do horrible things to people.
Yeah, but they're so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would rather, in a movie, I would rather play...
The villain?
The villain.
Well, even on the reality shows that we watch, like The Bachelor and all this other crap, you remember the villain in the whole thing. You know, mm-hmm. You forget about the good...
Omarosa.
The Bachelor? Nobody knows. But you always remember the one that was the butt.
And out of all the apprentice people, you remember Omarosa.
Omarosa.
I can't tell you the name of anybody else that was on The Apprentice before it was Celebrity Apprentice, but I remember Omarosa.
Rancic.
Yeah. Bill, yeah.
Well,
that's
Bill.
The only one because he won.
And he married somebody famous.
That's it.
The whole
Bill
thing
Rancic's
got,
on
right,
I
right, but that's who you remember. Of course, the show, The Jersey Shore, well,
yeah.
They're all kind of villains. But you remember...
there was no villain. No.
Yeah, Mike, the situation was villainy.
Sitch, yeah.
The Sitch was villainy.
He was kind of villainish.
Yeah.
And what's her name?
And the chick, Snooki, was she villainish?
No, she was heroish. She was funny. Maybe J-Wow looked like a villain.
The whole thing that got this started was Dr. Oz.
Why?
Because he looks just like a villain. He looks like he would be...
Yeah, like the mad scientist.
Exactly.
He has pointy ears, right?
Right, mm-hmm. And the nose, I think, mm-hmm. has to do with it.
And the eyes.
Angelina Jolie, another villain.
Ah, but sexy. Sexy villain.
And she did play a villain. She was Maleficent.
Oh, yeah, I'd take that.
She was the witch.
That's a compliment.
Oh, she was so mm-hmm. hot in that movie, though.
Mm-hmm. Steve Carell, hero.
Man, Trey, you should
or
be
a comedic villain.
Yeah, he was in animated, but he was like a good villain.
Well, the villain with a heart of gold. That's there's always a reason they were damaged.
I don't know, in that boxing movie. He was pretty scary looking.
What about
the wrestling movie?
The wrestling, yeah.
With Channing Tatum.
I don't remember the name.
Part-time Justin.
Yeah, Justin, total hero.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with the beard, he has like the villain beard.
No, he just has like the. I have no idea. I can't describe why you're a villain or a hero. You just are. Elena, hero.
Wow.
Caroline, villain.
Caroline, villain?
Yeah.
Caroline's a villain.
Definitely.
Why?
You don't have a lot to back these up.
I don't.
He just,
right?
he just
snap
goes,
judgments.
Yeah, snap judgment. Yeah. I like that.
Nothing.
Trey, you should start doing that for people. If you want to message Trey. If you want to know if you're a villain or a hero, just message him on Twitter.
You have to send him a selfie.
At On The Tradio.
At On The Tradio, and Trey will let you know if you're a hero or villain. There you go, Trey.
There we go.
All right, hero. No, you're a villain.
I'm going to go do something villainy today.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.